Simon Kufay Sivdalaj. The Machaber says, Yesh Mishaimed Leishai Vavishish Lamakir Neva Shamaychom Miskalchom. There are those that say, the Rashba, that it's not Shaykh to have a din of a Dover Shesh Matir and Kokama that the Michael is going to Miskalchom before there's going to be a Hatim. Kvegit Matayin. That Harashal Miyam Shal Shlomoi is Chalek on it. He time is that even if it's going to be Miskalka, nevertheless it's going to be considered Dover Sheish Matir. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat? The Chalek, if the whole Svar of Dover Sheish Matir is such as Techwena Be'isr, Techwena Be'heter, over here it's not Shaykh to say Techwena Be'heter. Because by the time you're going to be able to eat it, it's ready to be gone, it's ready to be Miskalka. The Chalek, this was what was Machriach, the Bani Shochan and others to learn that Zich over here doesn't mean that it's mean Miskalka Lagamri, it's only mean Miskalka Ma'at, before you get to see Machoikis is, a Kilkul Mu'at, is that considered actually Zichman, this is Zichman of a Heter, or this is, that's not the Heter. Heter, which is already been a little bit Miskalka, that's not considered actually Zichman of a Heter. But after Kemen Zogin, Andra Shabbism, that the Rambam, the Marshal's Medayik and the Rambam, not like this Rambam. The Rambam says that Chometz of Pesach is considered Dover Sheish Matir. The Rambam is not Machal between the first day of Pesach and the seventh day of Pesach. On the seventh day of Pesach, in a Harami, it can last, and it won't be Miskalka. On the first day of Pesach, if it was in Sarif, you don't have a fridge or freezer, then in a Harami, it's going to be Miskalka by the end of Pesach. And nevertheless, the Rambam calls it Dover Sheish Matir. Vice versa. Even though it's going to be Niskalka Lamaychol, it's considered Dover Sheish Matir. L'chero, and Maimar Muzgar, if you'll be able to save it by putting it in the freezer, then L'chero you have to save it by putting it in the freezer. If it's not going to be as good as it will be now, then Echonami, it's ready, it's together of Niskalka Lamaychol. But if you have your chilis to save it, L'chero you should be Mechuyev to save it. Al Tzach, Dechon Vesa, Dechon Vesa. So you could say the Pshat the Rambam is that he holds like the Ram. Dainu in a Hanami, if the Vart is like Rashi, Ashi Techlenu Bisa Techlenu Beheter, then Kokama that is Niskalka LaMaychol, and you're not going to have the Yechilu Tina Beheter, Zichr is not considered Dover Sheish Matir, like the Rashi. However, the Rambam can say held like the Ram, that the whole Vart is Dover Sheish Matir is that it's Zim Mazilah Zeth, like Minvimina, Minvimina, like Bottle. So over here, very good that it's going to be Niskalka LaMaychol. We don't look at the Maichol, we look at the Isser and the Heter. Is there going to be a Heter on this Maichol? It's not going to be a Heter on the Maichol. Kokama that there's going to be a Heter on this Maichol. So even if it's going to be Niskalka, the Maichol is considered it's Zerimet the Min B'mina. If it's Zerimet the Min B'mina, then it can't be Bottle. You don't have the Heter of Dover Sheish Matir. The only problem is that the Ran Alain says Nishlazi. The Ran, the beginning of Beitza, on Beitza and Beitza, Daf Yerif, he says that Kokama that it's Niskalka the Maichol, we don't say the Din of Dover Sheish Matir. Elamai Daf Menzogin, that even like the Ran, nevertheless, you can't say that this is considered Heter Beheter, because Kokama, you're not going to be able to eat it, so then what's the Heter? Yishli Heter Yisurin? This is not Heter Yisurin. It's only considered Heter Beheter if even the Isser has a Heter. But over here, the Isser doesn't have a Heter. It's not considered Maichel by the time it has a Heter. Really, the Isser doesn't have a Heter, and therefore it's not going to be considered Mimiminoi Afilu the Das Haran. How do we pass the Halacha? So Rabbi Kivi Eger's Matayin the Marshal, it would seem that he's trying to paskin like the Marshal, like this Medayik from the Rambam, that in the Hanami, even if the Maichol is Miskalka, it's considered Dover Sheish Matir. But by the Shulchan Daka goes, he says that Yesh Lahokal Kal Shulchan Aruch Beis HaTzeret, but it doesn't just go straight out like the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach, in Tov Mem Zayin, it's a Shair Tzin. He says, "Im yiskalkalu ha'adogim, im yam tamad lachar yantif, shori. Leishayich leimer ham tamad lamachar, kemavur biyordeyasim in kufbeis, if dalag ha'beklo dover sheish matir." He talk, it goes like the Pashtus of the Mechaber, that Kokam is going to be miskalkal in a Hanami, then we don't say dover sheish matir. Now let's say it's not going to be challenge. If you wait till after Shabbos, Sunday night challenge, it's just not as good as Shabbos, challenge, don't Shabbos. You have to wait. It's going to be miskalkal mat. What's going to be the din in such a case? So many places from the time, the crazy placey, who talks about Azatzir, and he says that, if it's going to be Niskalkal only Ma'at, it's still considered Dover Sheish Matir. And he brings a right from the Gemara. What's the quintessential case of Dover Sheish Matir? is the Beitza Shnol Dov Yamtin. That's the case that Chazal used for Davashish Matirim. Vadov Yodua Ki Yisir Meshubach Beitza Bat Yoimu. He says it's Poshit that a Beitza which is fresh is better off than a Beitza which is a day old. So even though Enechanami, you'll be able to eat it, it won't be the scalpel of Michael to buy tomorrow. Fresh Beitza is much more Gishmak than a Beitza which is a day old. Nevertheless, it's considered a Davashish Matirim because you can eat it the next day. Vaistoy said, as long as it's not going to be in the scalpel and Gansen, and it's only going to be in the scalpel a little bit, then that's not considered still beged the davashish matirim and afilu ba'elaf le'bottom. L'chura nichlal in the scalpel, his scalpel ma'ichol is also like Naftali pointed out that we saw in the shach brings down when he gets the sheicher, the beis yisrael brings down the bedding abayis. Sheicher is considered a davashish matirim because of the tzuah that's inside of him. In other words, if it's yoshen, it's not chod. If it's chodosh and it's not yoshen, then there's not going to be a heter until tesvav benisan of the next following year. Is that considered a davashish matirim? It is considered a davashish matirim, but that's only point out the price scheme in the case where it's not going to be aser al pesach. Tesvav nisan is tezayin nisan is already pesach started. So if you're going to keep your schnapps till pesach, then you're going to be in trouble because you're going to chomet on Pesach. It has to be dafki and oifen of tarevis. That's not going to be a problem of chomet. In such a case, we'll be able to say it's considered davashish, or else that's already considered yiskal kol maichol. You're right; it has the heter, but mitzarach you're not going to be. That's benegia to yiskal kol maichol. The Rama says, "Hold the davashish matir in your bottle. Hainu dafki ima iser be'en oishish adayin mamoshes to iser betarevis." Avol taimai bottle. He brings down shiti chidol lechero, b'shem Rabbeinu Chaim, that tam of a davashish matirim does not have a din of a davashish matirim. Says the Taz, the Taz and the Shach are both ma'ir that lechero it still passes as far of achat techlan b'zeh techlan b'heter. What's the difference between a mamashis and a tam? Mele lechanami the Shach is tak lechirlik. What the Taz says. No, you could say by min b'minoi, there you don't need a din of bittul b'chlal. Min b'minoi, tam of min b'minoi doesn't even need a din bittul. Since it doesn't need a bittul, so mamela there's no din of davashish matirim. What's the hezber? The pasha of the hezber is alpi the ran. The ran understands that the whole din of davashish matirim is it's moineya of the bittul from being chal. Ibas is considered min b'minoi, since it's heter v'heter. Therefore, you don't have a din. Everybody's masculine is that case of min b'minoi that afilu b'alaf le'batul. In a tier where you don't need a din bittul, so then what do I get that's considered a davashish matirim? Even let it be a davashish matirim. Nevertheless, it's not going to have a din of min b'minoi, because, and therefore to say that it's not bittul, because you don't need it to be bittul. Tam of min b'minoi doesn't need a bittul in the first place. So mela, the fact that I have a mineya on the bittul is not ma'akev b'chal, because you don't need a din bittul b'chal. That would be the part of the pashtus. But Lafi Rashi, if you understand the Pshat like Rashi, how's the what's Pshat in the Taz? You could think that Taz is the Shitas. The Taz brought down Tzak and Tzifkat and Hay. He brought down Tzifkat and Hay Shitas Aran. But the even if you understand like Rashi, the Vart of the Taz is that Kolkama, something doesn't need Bittul, then Vice is not considered Issa B'chal. Something which doesn't need a din bittul, we don't reckon it as iser the same way that it's considered a davashish matirim. It doesn't have a shame iser b'chal. You don't need bittul, then it doesn't have a shame iser. It doesn't have a shame iser, then there's no din of davashish matirim. It's not iser. Does iser shkin iser? Kokama that it doesn't need bittul, then you can't reckon it to be iser b'chal. How do we pass in the halacha? The Mishnah Berurah says in Tavkuf Yud Gimel, Tzivkot and Ches, he brings down that Pashtas Tam is considered Davashish Matirim, and he brings down the Ramah that says not that way, and he says, you can be saying, even though the Shach is Chiluk on the Ramah, nevertheless he says, you can be saying on the Ramah that we don't see Davashish Matirim. What's the reason why? So Sharatzin is Mazmer. He says, even though the Shach, Afagav, Hagam Shashach, Vayra Chorinim Chokam, al Ramah, but he says the Minchas Yaakov is Machir like the Ramah, and the Taz is also Maskim. Mashma that is masim to the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is also matad like that. And the Pesach Tshuva also brought down from the Pnei Aryeh. This was one of the Pnei Aryehs, whether we understood this one or not. But Ayn Berhetiv, Ayn Tshuva's Pnei Aryeh, Shehela Kedas Aramod, the time in Bottle. Vleikabach Vashach Shesigolov. So maybe we have Zikr, we have Utfalozach Vashachat Chach. But Mokom Minias and Chaseid, Yontif says Mishnah Berurah, we hope to be Samech on these Achreinim, these Paiskim, to say that Tam is not considered Dov Shesh Matim. What's the din b'negiyah to nimuach? Is nimuach considered from akum that it's not oisit tzarich? So therefore, we're machmal like the shach. The tam is considered davar shesh matir, or machmal tzarich that we're making. What's the din by nimuach? Is nimuach considered tam or is nimuach considered mamash? So the shach brings down from the Torah's status that nimuach is considered. Lashon is v'lo yichoshiv haynu mishum nechoshiv mamash shalitzer v'lo yichoshiv nimuach ve'enu ve'en rak she'enu nikar b'mara ela b'tam. There's mamashes and then there's nimuach and einu be'en. Right? Says that nimuach doesn't have a din of mamashes. Metzem it's mafurish in the Dakam Risha. Dakam Risha in Tafaf Yud Gimel, the Gilin Mashas Matzayin, he says, Hold the Davashish Matir in a bottle. Haina Daku Kishma Moshes Ha'isr Kaim. Ha'isr Kaim. Avon Nismache Mutum. But if it was Nimche, it's nimuach, then it's considered Mutum. I know it's considered Tav. Not like the Prima Gadam we saw as Medaik from the thousands of cotton tests. That Nimuach has the same din as Tam. The Pashas is the way the Torah Satas, the way the declaration goes, he understands that Mamashis is Dafka when there's Mamash Mamashis. Kol kama that it's Nimuach, then that has the din of Tam, and it will be Mutar according to Ramah, and we'll be able to be Mekel, B'shas Meniyas and Chasyantif, like the Mishnah Berurah said. The only question is, the Fidus, like the Olam asked, so what's the middle Shlav? There's three things that the Ramah says. Hold the Dabash Yishma Tirne in the Batalayan of Dafka, Ima Isser Be'en, that's one. Two, avol taimai, three bottle. So we have iser be'en, oishish adayin mamashes. What's oishish adayin yish mamashes? That's not iser be'en. What, you can take it out? You can't take it out. The comment that is be'en, and then it's you bring mechalak in the beds. Sheina, oishish adayin mamashes iser b'tarivis. That is a ban. That is a ban. Better than where it is.
Could be.
The Goyim says, Oysha yesh kamei mayim melach. That the mamoshes that we're handling over here is not a mamoshes of nimuach. Mayim melach is not nimuach when it's inside. Melach is a shayla. Exactly what happens with melach. But mayim, zikr, when you put into a dough, that's considered the mamoshes. It's mamoshes which turns into something else. When you mix it together with flour, so it turns into a dough. That's considered a... As opposed to something which is nimuach, as opposed to, what's that? As opposed to sugar, which is nimuach. As opposed to, what? Most things when you cook them up, if it's not a piece of meat, then it's nimuach. Most, all this, regular things are nimuach, and then what can you call it? The Tzarek Birk's task is also, like you're asking, a machlal, that's what it's limited to. Oishish adayim mamashis is b'tarivis is dafka mayim melech. And why is melech considered, melech considered something which is not nimuach? If you look at the Chavos Das wants to tie an ambush. Chavos Das says that there's a chilek between nimuach, even though we say that nimuach is considered like tam, it depends, vosfar nimuach. What nimuach are we talking about? Is it nimuach into a dover gush, or is it nimuach into a dover lach? Dainu, if what's in the pot is a piece chunks of meat, and the iser which falls inside is nimuach into the chunks of meat, that's considered tam ba'om. Mashenkin, if what's inside the pot is a lach, and this is nimuach into a lach, so then why is one considered tam more than the other considered tam? You had lach inside, that's not tam, that's mamashes. You had tomato paste inside, tomato sauce inside, and now some iser fell inside and is nimuach. So why is that iser which is nimuach and turns into a lach any different than the lach that it fell into? Mamela says the Chavos Das, in such a case, the kol shen isara balach havei mamoshen, the zelei havei buluah, rak tarinus. Vo'oi, the otru misara chilev nimuach, and shumen nimuach, yedini kitayim avalei mamoshen, vada deloi. Mashen kim bedover nimuach, hanidle bedover gush, shaper mikri tayim avalei mamoshen, yikmo yishkas rashi. Zen isyashu kol kushi sashach. Mamela, according to the Chavos Das, there's a chilek between what type of nimuach we're handling. There's iser ve'en. Oishish adayim mamashes iser b'tarivis is talking about there is nimuach, but nimuach into a lach. And then there's Oidus Tam, which is regular Tam, Lias, or Nimuach into a Gush. Something which is Nimuach, Chelev, which was Nimuach into a piece of meat. So then that's like Rashi says. Rashi, we saw in the Avodah Zarah, holds that something which is Nimuach into Chalev, into a piece of Basar, Nivla into a Gush, that's considered as if it's a Taimah Levi Mashay. So to over here, it would be considered Tam. So Mela, according to him, according to the Chavasas, the Korah Chilek. In such a case, that's going to have a din of amashes, and then we're never going to be able to be mikol. Mashenkin, when it's nimuach into a yavish, into a gush, it has the same din of tam, and according to Ramo, will be mutter, and b'shas adchak, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we'll be able to be mikol. Aldar, says the Ramo continues, v'chein imein yisur machmas atzmoi batal, v'lechein chaticha shalei nimlecha toich gimel yomim, af al pi sheishem nimik yidav sheish matirin, something which is only asr machmas, something which is blue inside of it, like dam, which is blue inside of a piece of meat, is not considered davar sheish matir. Once again, over here, the kvar tafsu al harav hazeh, hakol tafsu al harav hazeh, like the Shach says, the Shach is chelik, and in this even the Taz is chelik, and they all say that ad shetechlenu b'isr techlenu b'heter. What's the difference whether or not it's blua inside or not? Kokama, that you have this far of Achi Dechlan of Achi Matir, then we're gonna say it's considered Davashish Matir. Anyway, that's the way that we go. That's how all the Paiskim Paskim, like the Shach and the Taz, not like the Ramah, that Dover Balua is considered a Davashish Matir. Now, what does Ramah mean to say when he says, Af appreciation Ermim, the Mikri Davashish Matirim, Hoyle Muteris Litzli, Afiluachi Batela. Why is it considered Davashish Matirim? A piece of meat that wasn't salted for 3 days, you can't do malicha on it anymore. The only way that you can matter is if you do tzli. So the question is that considered a davar sheish matir or not? So there is a gemara in Yevamos that says, "Amar Ravashi, chatichas chatas tahirash nesarva b'meya chatichas shalchulin is considered a davar sheish matir." Says Ravashi, chatas, which is nesarva in chulin, is considered a davar sheish matir. You can give it to a kohen to eat. You're right; Yisrael can't eat it, but a kohen can eat it. Says the Gemara, "Vahodir Ravashi b'dusihi." That's a mistake. Why? Laman. Who is it mutter for? Ilakayim mishrashari. Ilayisrael ilamaser. It's not davar sheish matir. Davar sheish matir means you have something which is usher now, and this thing which is usher now will be mutter tomorrow. But this over here in this case, who is it usher to? It's usher to the Israel. To the Israel, it's never going to be mutter. Who's the mutter to the Kohen? To the Kohen was never usher. So the Kohen, you have the same thing over here by tzli. A piece of butter which is shlei nimlecha for 3 days. Now that it's lo nimlecha, it's usher to do malicha on it. It will never be usher to do malicha on it. When you get the tzli, it never was usher, and it never will be usher. Where is the davar sheish matirin over here? So if you look at the Prima Gadol is machalik between the case of Yevamos and Unzritzim. The case of Yevamos, there's no person that it's usher to that it's ever going to be usher to. To the person that it's usher to the Israel that it's usher to eat the schatos, it's always going to be usher. Mashenkin over here, you have a case where to one person, there's the hechatemsa to eat a pe'eser and hechatemsa to eat a pe'eser. That's considered a davar sheish matir. You have one person that can either eat this piece of meat without doing malicha, and that will be a eser, or you can do it with tzli, and it will be heter. You have the echelus. That's considered a davar sheish matir. Because for this menchalein, it's going to be mutter. Be'etzer, there's already a mefurash Ran that says this. The Ran says, when you get to the case, he's trying to say pshat on the riff. That the Rishonim asked on the Rif, how could the Rif go ahead and say that if you took you roasted a gedi in an oven together with you cooked the gedi in an oven together with a challah, that the challah is considered a davar sheish matir, that the flavor, the recha of fleishik, which is inside of the challah, is considered a davar sheish matir? Afilu be'elaf le'batol, why is it considered a davar sheish matir? Because you eat it with fleishiks. You don't have to eat it with milchiks. Frekta al Rishonim, what are you talking about? With fleishiks, it was never usher, and it never will be usher. For milchiks, it's never going to be mutter. That's not considered davar sheish matir. Says the Ran, v'hod harishenim, v'hod dekashe lehu bedusa, v'hod vaday bedusi. Says that's there's no dimming to the case in Yevamos. Why? The case in Yevamos is talking about for the Yisrael, there's never going to be a heter. For the Kohen, there's never iser. Mashingin over here, we're talking about for one person, you have yichud to eat this challah, either with milchiks or with the fleishiks. Why eat this for the same person? You have the yichud to eat the heter b'iser. Even though it's not that thing which is us is going to turn to be heter, but you have the yichud to eat the same thing either b'iser or b'heter, that's considered a davar sheish matir. How do we pass on the ma'isa? Is such a thing considered a davar sheish matir? Is dafka when it's iser and it's going to turn into heter, or when you have the yichud to eat it either b'iser or the heter? Is that also considered a davar sheish matir? Says the Prima Gadim, we have a raya from the Ramah.
The Rama says in Siman Sadi Tes that if milk falls into water and there's shishim connected it, the halacha is you let it pour it into the challenge. It's a davar shish matirim. You don't have to use the milk. You're right, there was shishim in the water connecting the milk. What's a davar shish matirim? According to the case of the rif, this mamshik the case of the rif. Why drink this water in the challenge? You could drink this water with your coffee in the morning. Vice versa, according to the Rama, this is not considered a davar shish matirim, and that's the way that goes. The halacha mikomakum ledina yirka machab. Even though the pre-chodesh pas is not the way he brings down ledina yirka machaber v'arav, which is the Rama and Tzadites v'ashach v'shar poiskim. It's never going to be mutter for that which was us. The Basar. Says the Rama Vayter, Kol Eser Shalai Hoya Nikar Koinu Shinisarev Havi Basar. Afal Pish Udama Shishmatirim. If it was never Nikar, if the Eser was never Nikar before it was Nisarev, that's not considered Udama Shishmatirim. What's the case that the Shachim Atas bring down? That's the Makar, the Makar is from the Mordechai, the Shabbos, the Sezer, Sefer Truma. It's talking about a case where you have a barrel of wine or grape juice, and you have grapes sitting inside of the grape juice. If the grapes get squeezed on Shabbos, then what comes out of the grape juice that comes out of the grapes on Shabbos is neulid. It wasn't around before Shabbos. It's neulid. It's usher to use on Shabbos. However, since it was never nicker before it was Nisarev, the grapes were sitting in the grape juice, and when the grape juice got squeezed out of the grapes, it went straight into the barrel of juice, and it was never nicker with Niasmai, it's not considered a Darshei Shmatir. What's up, Shat? The reason is because the whole part is instead of eating this b'isr, eat it b'hater. Where's the this? Kokama that it was never nikah before it was nesarev, then where's the this? There is no this. If that's the case, then l'chore also by shar dvarim chashuvim. Let's say you have a davar chashuv is not batal. That's only if we see it as a davar chashuv. This is a davar chashuv and therefore it can't be batal. Masha'in came if it's if it was nis'arav lechatchila into a tarivis of before it was nikar, then you have a davar chashuv. For example, you have a beryon inside of a fruit. You have a worm inside of a fruit. It grew inside of the fruit. It was b'tarivis the entire time. L'chur, we should be able to say also, it was never nikar bifnei atzmai, the bugs that grow inside of the flower. It grew, it turned into a bug inside of a tarivis. L'chur, such a thing shouldn't have the chashivis of barrier, And be'emes, that's the primogad that brings down. V'ayin ma'ashe gesat, in sifsei dasi beis, ayin ma'ashe gesat, in simen samach tes, v'shem yisem v'heter, du'a din l'chol dvarm chashuvim, im lo'ya yu nikar me'oilem b'teilin shaper af b'minum. So according to this, any davar chashuv which was not nicker, the tailing chapter, the machine. I think that this is really the tzad of the Mishnah Yaakov, the Rosh Hashanah brought down the Mishnah Yaakov, to be melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, that they eat all types of things that have bugs in them that grow inside. So if it was never nicker before the Tarevis, so then it can't have a chashivus of a berry. It has to be that somehow it was. Question is, if somehow it was nicker, because it was never nicker, it was always inside the fruit. So it wasn't a sheretz, saladam, and taka ismu. That's what the chatchila. It has to be maybe into the flour, into other things that was sheretz saladam, but it was sheretz saladam b'tei chatarivis. Meaning such a thing maybe is not considered, doesn't have the chumra of a barrier to say that's not pata. The question is if that's considered as if it's not nicker. Is that considered that it's not nicker? The problem. Yes. No, but if it's on the floor, if it's on the floor, if I was on the floor, whatever it is, and the hatch inside of it. Because maybe that's considered nicker. That's not like the same thing over here that was never nicker with names. Because even now you can see Be'etzem. Kemach and Kemach. Two different types of Kemach. Kemach Chitim and Kemach Sari. How can you tell the difference? That's a Tarevis. But this is different than the Tarevis. Because you have a bug inside a flower.
what would it be if it was, does it have to be Nesarev into Shishim? Let's say it's Nesarev into Mechza or Mechza. And then afterwards, the entire thing falls into Shishim. Do we say that that's also Lamaisa from Mitchilas Priyasai, it came into a Tarevis. Does it have to be Miyad into a Tarevis of Shishim? It doesn't have to be. What should be the Chilik? If the Vart is, this, Achadechlan be'isr, Dechlan be'ter, don't eat this be'isr, eat it better. That's only when it was Nikr b'fnei Asma. If it was never Nikr b'fnei Asma, then the Chayyam. Then the Chanami is like, even though it's not, it doesn't have a shishim, but it's bifnei atzmai. If it's a roig, yesh lahem. But kokama that there's no, how can you recognize bifnei atzmai? Kokama you have chamishim kenegin, the rice and the zikr bottle. No. The thing is, how do we pass the halacha? So first of all, we have Rabbi Akiva Eger here, going to my shelf, and father and son, they're both Mitzayim, Tesim Baba Kama, that says not that way. They say that Tesim Baba Kama seems to say, Michalik on the Sefer HaTruma, that even something which is never Nikar B'fnei Atzmai has a din of Shish Matir. However, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Chof, Sefkot and Yudalet, brings down this case of the Anovim on Shabbos, and he says, Kol Ma'at Ma'at Shiyetzi Nis'arev Tekev V'nizbatel B'shishim V'ayayin Aheter Shohayim Ha'mikvar Ve'ein Chal Alav Shem Issam. It's mashmal mashmal, he says, as it came out, it went automatically into Shishim. And Mavim was never Chal Isser. He never had a time to be Chal Isser Bachal. It was nailed into a matzah of a bittel. Mavim, in such a case, in a Hanami, like Ramachal wanted a Taina, then in such a case, it's, you need a dafka that it's Nisarim into a matzah of Shishim. If it's not Nisarim into a matzah of Shishim, then in a Hanami, it's not going to be bottled. But Mephiza, im ha'anovim munachim bifnei atzman, says the Mishnah Brura. Vayayin zov mehen b'madrin v'yor l'toich yayin shayish ha'mukvar me'ar Shabbos Osir kol ha'yayin l'istapik m'menu m'shem dovash ish ma'atirim shem ikoydim sh'nesar v'ayin v'nikr. Let's say the grapes weren't inside the barrel. The grapes were on top of the barrel. And it came out of the grape and then ran down the side of the barrel and into the wine. In such a case, it's considered a dovash ish ma'atirim. Why? Because the zikr was nikr for a second before it went inside. Now, yesh la'ayin, according to this Hezbollah, that the part is that this bat will take it by a burying a chaticha really scavenged. Does the pasuk say? You have a bury it inside of Shishim. Why is that this bat will take it? How is it this bat? Dover Shish Matir is nothing is more chashiv than anything else. It's better more of the same thing. It's just God has me, it's not akhat, it's Dover Shish Matir. But a burial, a Dover Chashiv, a Dover Shish Minin is Aymed Be'etzim Ifnei Atma. What's the difference that it's Neilin Miyad and Zutarevus is never Nikr? The chur in such a case, yesh la'ayin, if we're going to have the same kula, then again to a davar choshev. But like we just pointed out, like it's mavur in the yesh la'ayin. Lamaisa, kokama that it was nikr afilo for a second before it went into the tarevis, is considered davar shish matir. So, if somebody has a mazgan, and his neighbor complains that your pipe or your mazgan is dripping onto my porch, so he takes his mazgan for Shabbos, l'chol pachas, he should be able to sit on his porch. He takes it into his apartment through his window of his bathroom, where he's going to keep it that it shouldn't go. He doesn't have a bathtub. Can you're in a small bathroom? So he puts it into the Niagara, as they call it, Niagara, which is the back of the toilet, into the tank of the toilet, so it drips straight inside. The problem is that the water that comes out of the mazgan on Shabbos is nearly. It wasn't there before Shabbos. So you're now going to use it on Shabbos. It's also B'Shamshus. It's Muktzah. So Kum Teis, and it's a Dover Shish Matir. So you never, Lechur, saw it beforehand, but it was inside of the pipe. It came out of Mazgan. It was inside of the pipe. So even though the pipe is white, you tell me, it depends. If you have a white pipe so you don't see it, so then it's going to be, if you're a no. Zichar not. Well, come that you have the Yichurlis to see it, then it's considered a Dover Shish Matir. It's considered that it was B'en before it's Zahar. Kum Teis, you had a drop, every drop that comes out of the mazgan and goes into your toilet, is a noilid, a davar shishim atyom, mutter after Shabbos, then you can't flush the toilet. You're being mishtamshish. You're being mishtamish with the water. So you want to say it's kilach riyad, it's muktzah, therefore it's not a problem. So it's really, this nekuda is really going to get to Shabbos, and therefore we're not going to get to it. All of Muhammad Sarah, Kavod Abriya, so even though there are many Pisces, my name is Danimus, Slichat Chila Zikr, to not you should, you should if you have a different etza, you should not stick it into the back of your toilet, stick it into a cup or something, whatever it is. What? What? You're gonna do it before Shabbos, but you have the problem on Shabbos. Ah, before Shabbos is not a problem for anyone. No, it's like turning on your sprinkler that you're going on Shabbos. But so lechatchila zichron, you shouldn't. But if you did, you walk into somebody's house, and after you use the facilities, you realize that he has it, and you're not going to just leave it as is. Mishum kavod abrius, hence, and other things. It's also maybe kalacha yaz ukedeme. So miyais teriv, you might as well flush the toilet with a shinui, because why not? And there's no if people hold the desk as a shinui, right? Something which is, makes no difference to do it. That's always a shaila when you get to Shabbos. Turning off the lights with your elbow. No, is that a shinui? Okay, we'll hear from Chol. But some say to do it with the shinui. Therefore, miyais teriv, you could flush the toilet with the shinui and after Shabbos, take it out. The Achrayim point out that this din of not being nicker was even is not just by lach balach. It's even by yavish biyavish. For example, if you have a chicken that lays an egg onto a pile of eggs, and it was never nicker beforehand, so he laid it onto a pile into a pile of eggs. That's also considered davashish matirim, which was never nicker, and therefore doesn't have the din of davashish matirim. The one more nekuda in the, when you get to this is that why is this different? The Achrayim ask, why is this different than Yevama Sharaka Kodam? The Mordechai asks the kasha. The halacha is in Yevamas that Yevama Sharaka Kodam. It has to be a Yevama has to spit in front of the Yavam. The halacha is when you dafka reik. If she coughed up, she spit some dam. The halacha is she's yetsi. Why? Because the efshel dam leitich tuchei reik. It's not shaykh to have dam that doesn't have a little bit of reik inside. In fact, the Mordechai, terrific. It has a little bit of rake, but it's batal b'reiv. It's batal b'reiv, so midaraisa doesn't have a din of rake. Says the Mordechai, no. Something which was neilid b'tareivis doesn't have a din of bittul. Bittul is only when you have heter, and iser falls into the heter. Kokama that the iser and the heter were created together, the dam and the rake were created together, then there's no din of bittul m'klal. If that's the case, so what's shot over here that we're saying? That a davar shish matirim, since it was never nicker beforehand, doesn't have the chumrah of davar shish matirim, it has a kula. Fakert! Kokama that it's neilid b'tareiv, it has a bigger chumrah. That even something which is not a davar shish matirim is not going to be considered batal. It doesn't have a din of davar shish matirim. Simon said it can't become batal. It's neilid b'tareiv. The Achrayim all handle this. The Primer Gadim and the Chavos Das are metaris. That there's a difference. In that case, side the iser and side the heter were neilid at the same time. The dam and the ray came together at the same time. Mashikin over here, you had the heter. You had the grape juice in the barrel. The iser wasn't there. The iser was not let into the teravis. In that case, zikr that has a din bittul, because you have the heter nikar bifnei atzmi. The Rebbe Yehuda also has the same kasha. And Simon Undalit, Madur Vasro, Simon Undalit. And he wants to be machal between whether or not it's bittul b'rayv or bittul b'shishin. Bittul b'rayv, it's there b'metzias. Mashenkin bittul b'shishin, there it's not, ain't b'nim tzaklal. There it's not keilu as if it's there. There's no metzias b'chal. So Mamela, the case of Reich is considered where the case of Reich is talking about this Bittul B'Reiv, and therefore Bittul B'Reiv B'Metzius it's there. Just Allah is Holchanach HaReiv. If it's Neil B'Tareiv, then we say that there's no Din Bittul. Mashain came in a case where Yayin grapes going to Yayin. Kedema, that's talking about the Shishim, like we saw in Mishaburu. When the shishim, it's kilo, it's in this batul miyaisim yuta, it's not considered as a zervachal, and therefore there's no chumra. Now, the Ramah continues, Misha noda vidavar echam in the sarva chaka chledi day mikri dava shish matirim. Somebody is neder in something, so for him, it's considered dava shish matirim. The reason is, the Gemara Freshes in Nedarim Daf Nun Testament Aleph, that Nedarim are dava shish matirim, the mitzvah lichuli alem. It's a mitzvah to be shoyim. Now, lachur, that's even if this guy has no intention of being shoyl. And that's even if he doesn't have a pesach for his nether. Like the Achrayim already murder. Let's say the guy doesn't have a pesach. Nevertheless, since it's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is also to find the pesach, the mitzvah is to be shoyl, therefore we reckon it always to be considered a davar shish matir.
Even if it's never
what's that?
Even if there's no option?
If there's no option, yeah. Lachur, there's no option. But Yishlein, if there's ever such a matzvah, there's no option. What? Oh, that could be also. Right? I never knew that it would be such a thing that was going to cause me yisur. That's benoilad, because you didn't know that it was going to be. Any place called benoilad, right? Because it was in the sarif only afterwards. You have to be b'shat ma'isa, right?
Wasn't
shkir. However, there are those that say, like the Marshal, that this is dafka by nadarm. Dafka by nadarm, that it's mitzvah li shuli aleh, so therefore it's considered oimin. But anything which is just that you have the chos to be shal in it, in echnam, it's not going to be considered. Nadarm, it says, ha-neider kilu banabama, ha-mekayme kilu hikav ala karban, that even if you were neider ready, there's an inyan to be shal in it. Therefore, it's ke'ilu oimin lakach. But by shvua, where there's no ha-mekayme kilu banabama, and it's mefur sha'alachan, it's mefur sha'alachan, Sif, Reish Dal Sif Gimel, that there's no mitzvah to be shalom on the Shavua. Memela, in the Chanami, according to the Marashal, we wouldn't say this is Inerdav Shish Matir. Not only that, the Pesachua talks about a case that a guy was neider b'shas tzara, or a guy was neider to be Mekayim mitzvah, to be stay away from Esser, was neider not even Neveh. In such a case, there's no mitzvah that should be allowed. According to the Marashal, in the Chanami, it's not going to be Inerdav Shish Matir. However, a shvua on his nether, so that's the Pesach Shvua talks about such a case, a shvua on a nether. So depending on what the din of a shvua is. The Rambam seems to equate them, because the Rambam in the Dharm, hey, Yudal Tezvot, he equates both nether and shvua, and he says they're both considered Davashish Matir. La locha had we pass him. So interestingly enough, the Yad Yehuda wants a taina, that a net, that, I think Yehuda taina like this, Yad for Yehuda, Perkis Yehuda, also, that there's a chol between neder and shvua in gav and chavsa. That a neder is a iser chavsa. Masha'in came a shvua is iser gavra. By iser gavra, we don't say the din of davashish matirim. It's dafka on iser chavsa that's a davashish matirim. Then we're machmer. When it's on a davashish matirim on the gavra, in a chanami, we're not machmer for the din of davashish matirim. The only thing is, it's mavur in the pisrei tshuva that none of the other akhrenim went with such a swara. All the Akhrenim are handling his shvua, considered davish matir, and get rid of the shvua, and then you get to the nether, they can be shown this, and shown that. It's not shayach davish matir b'chol the shvua according to them. It's before the pisa shvua that nobody really went with this chilik. Zikr shvua, even though it's considered isar gavra, zikr, not like this Yad Yehuda. And in the Chanami, the pisa shvua is taka machmer b'negeah to shvua to reckon it to be considered a davish matir. The last halacha, second last halacha that the Rambam brings down here, is benegeta of Pesach. Or, davar sheish lehetar v'chayz v'netzach. You're in chometz of Pesach, lo yimikri davar sheish matir. The stoma of the Rambam is that it's not considered davar sheish matir. V'yesh chokum is that the Rambam is chaylik on this, and he considers davar sheish matir. Now, lechur, it's very move on the shitas Rambam. Why it's considered davar sheish matir? Achad techlanim be'isr, techlanim be'heter. After Pesach, you have yichilis to eat it. You're right. In another 357 days, 347 days, after the end of Pesach, you're not going to be able to eat it. But until then, you have a good, almost 12 months to be able to eat it. Achad techlanim be'isr, techlanim be'heter. That's the Sefer Davar Sheish Matir. So you could say that in a Chanami, this is Takla Tehillim Machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam, the Ran and Rashi. The Mordechai goes like the Ran, and he holds that the Vart is not after techlanim be'isr techlanim be'heter. Rather, the word is that it's since it's daima zelazeh, since it's going to have a heter, it's daima to the heter that it's fallen into, and therefore it's not shayach bittul. Mamela in the case where it's chazav and netzar, that even the heter has iser, then in a chanami, you're not going to say that it's going to daima to the heter. Because it's also now. And even when it's going to be a heter, it's also going to have agbol, it's going to have iser. It's not so daima. And therefore it's not going to be become bittul. And therefore, it's not considered mim b'minoi, and it'll be bottle. It's not considered davar sheish matir. Mashiach in the Rambam holds like Rashi. Ashes techanim b'isr techanim b'heter, and b'meilo, you have yichilis, eat it afterwards. The Taka, Achrenim, the Taka learn like that. But Ula, you could say that even if you're Rashi, it's good. That you can understand Shitas Mordechai even if he's Shitas Rashi. V'hainu, we saw in the Rajva, in Siv Gimel, that by Kalim, it's not considered davar sheish matir. Why not? Because you have to spend money on it. Hoitzois. So what, you have to spend money on it? Achad techlanim b'isr techlanim b'heter. You're right, you have to spend some money so they should be able to eat it b'heter. The terrorist is, that's not considered techlanim b'heter. You don't tell me that, why eat it b'isr when you can eat b'heter? Because eating b'heter is going to cost me money. It's going to cost me time, it's going to cost me tircha. So that doesn't pass, that's why achad techlanim b'isr techlanim b'heter. What would it be if Chazal gave you, a person had, it's not going to cost you anything, but after the iser, you're only going to have 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, it's going to blow up. Is that also achad techlanim b'isr techlanim b'heter? You have a 15-minute slot that you have a window that you're able to eat it in. L'chorah, that's not also a Sichan Matir. Chazal made you, by the way, you have to eat it in 50 minutes. That's a, why eat it now when after it becomes after, you have a 15 minute slot? You're going to force me to eat it during a certain 15 minute slot? This is going to be a hagol? I know, I took a very drastic case. I like to do that. What? It's tirchel? It's a tirchel? No, just, you can't be mechayiv me. It doesn't pass to say the chlan of ma'isa, the chlan of ma'isa. Why eat a bathroom when you can eat a bathroom? Because if I eat a bathroom, I'm going to have to eat it. I'm going to have limitations on when I can eat it. That's, no, because then that's limiting it. That's not the same gather as the issa. It has to be very much. The chlan of ma'isa, you can only eat it once. Why do you want it this way? It happens. Because when the heter, I'm going to have a bowl when I can eat it. And the issa, I want to eat it without a bowl. So kokama that it's going to be mukbal, even though it's going to be mukbal after an entire year. Kokama that there is episah hagbala in the heter that really doesn't pass. It's the chanu misa, the chanu misa. And even according to Rashi, Ken Zayin, or tries to say that chametz bepesach is not considered a davar sheyesh matir because it doesn't pass. It's the chanu misa, the chanu beheter. How do you pass in the halacha? Do we say chametz bepesach is a davar sheyesh matir or not? A davar which is chaz venesa. So the stoma of the Ramah is. He brings down a stam and a yeshim. The stam, and this is the way that it passes the teres chatos, is that it's not considered a davar sheyesh matir. However, the shach and the taz bring down it. The mashal says, like the Rambam, that is considered a davar sheyesh matir. That's the second time that he's machmer in the sif, simon, sif, like the Rambam, connected the stamma. Now I'm going to get to Michael sheyesh kalko. He passes like the Rambam. I'm going to get to this. He passes not like the Rambam. How does the Mishnah Berurah pass it? So we have a mechaber first. It says mechaber in Tafem Zayin. Chomet shenetar mivav shoyi sulamayla adalayla eina oisir b'mashu eladina kishari sunim. Chomet b'arav Pesach. You have the chumrah, you don't have the chumrah of chomet because it's not pekaris, but it's a davar sheyesh matir because it's b'motar after Pesach. Nevertheless, says the mechaber, eina oisir b'mashu eladina kishari sunim. Why not? It's a davar sheyesh matir, she'asir b'mashu. V'aisoyz, the mechaber is asking that since it's chod v'netzer, it's not the v'shish matir. Says the Bi'ur Halacha, midesasama mechaber, mashma dafilu b'minei nami dinei yochid. It's mashma, the mechaber was mechaber between min b'minei and min b'sheni minei. We saw the shach in the Katan and Gimel brings down this mechaber, and he says, it could be that the mechaber is going in min b'sheni minei. And that's why he said that the v'shish matir is going to be bundled. Afilu en erev Pesach. Says the Ramah, says the Bi'ur Halacha, the mechaber was mechaber between min b'minei and min b'sheni minei. Midasasam mechaber mashma dafilu b'minei nami dina hachi desagi besamech v'lei mikri chomitz davar sheyesh matir mitam lashon abochein v'nesar. He says not like the shach was matche the mechaber, and that's how the Bi'ur Halacha seems to go. Mishnah Berurah seems to go l'halacha that chaz v'nesar like the stam of the Ramah is not considered davar sheyesh matir. Now agav chomitz v'pesach for other reasons might not be considered davar sheyesh matir, like brought down the Rishayim. First of all, the we saw in the Rashba, the Beis Yosef brought down the Rashba, says that it's a Minaskakov and the Pesach. That's the past. But a Tavshul will be Minaskakov and the Pesach. The Ram says a different reason. He says that the Dover Shin is Arev, which is Isser, is not going to have a Heter. You're right, once it's Isser, it'll be Mitarev. But Chometz is not a Dover which is going to be Mutar after Pesach. Chometz Shavu Lavi Pesach is also Isser. It's not going to have a Heter. You're right, maybe Chometz Mitarev will have a Heter. But the Chometz Alein, which was this Arab inside, which is the Dover that we're saying is Sheish Matirim, that's not a Dover Sheish Matirim. How much ever? So what? That's not going to happen. Now, according to this, L'chorah telling this Machlaikis is also what's the din? We're going to get the Muktzah. Is Muktzah considered Dover Sheish Matirim or not? Muktzah is also the Shabbos, and it's going to have the next Shabbos. Says the Gilead Mayashah, Uladeyazu, Gam Muktzah loy Mikri Dover Sheish Matirim. If you hold that Chometz the Pesach or not, Muktzah is also not. Now, what? So we have to be mechalik in what type of muktzah we're talking about. There's different types of muktzah. There's muktzah of a klisha malachti le'isr, and there's muktzah of muktzah machmas gufoi, muktzah machmas mius, ukadema, these things. All these things are muktzah now, and they're going to be muktzah next week also. Because it's in the chefzah. The chefzah is the double which is muktzah. Ma'at shenki, in the beta shenolda v'yantiv, dvarim which are also out noilin, dvarim which are also out basis. That's only became after this Shabbos. It was nilin on Shabbos. It became a basis being a shmoshes of this Shabbos for davar mukta this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, if it's not here, then it's not going to be aser. So those types of mukta are zikr going to be considered. So a mukta which is a klishim lachte leiser, we pass them like the it seems from the mission from the Bi'ur Halacha we just mentioned that chometz pesach is not considered davar sheyesh matir. Meila mukta is also not considered davar sheyesh matir. However, mukta of a davar which is going to be which is going to be Chozav and Esar, which is not going to be Chozav and Esar, in Echanami, according to everybody, is going to be considered a Dov Shish Matir. The Prima Gadol points this out also. Vada the kol zeh im oisa dover gufo chayzeh li yisru l'shana haba. Kemoi chametz ha-pesach, ikaplukto. Al dover sheh nishar l'oilam be'atere, kemoi chodosh, l'af l'shana haba neser ha-tvua chadosho, mikom okam tvua da-hashtam u-teresi. Chodosh is also, every year there's a new Isser, but not on the same old tvua. Once this tvua becomes heter, it's never going to become Isser. So too by neilim. Once this beta becomes muteris, it's never going to become Osir again. Kumtais, Lefidus, and our case with the chairs. Somebody lit, Chanukah licht. Not Chanukah licht. Chanukah licht, yeah, could be, why not? Or Shabbos licht on a chair in a hotel. And after they went out, the guy cleaned it up and stacked up all the chairs. Now, we already decided it's not considered a Davashim minion, so therefore, I'll static me bottle. Our problem is, the Davashim matir. It was a buffus. And this is considered a Davashim matir because it's not going to be Chos Vinessa next phase, next Shabbos. It was only for the Shabbos that it was us. So, all the chairs are us. However, if we tie like the Tzlach, then it's going to be mutter. The Tzlach said that Davashim matir doesn't pass by Ishtamshus. So we hear this ishtamshis that we're going to have on Shabbos that we're never going to have after Shabbos. It's a ishtamshis. The ishtamshis is not a dover sheish or matirin. And the meila in the Chanami in such a case, b'chari be able to be same as the tlach. That's not considered a dover sheish matirin. Agav, the Mishnah Berurah Tavka Fiyud Gimel, Sifkat Ndalet, Mashma, that he says even mitigate the tiltu of a Beit Son Yantif, that it's also till afterwards. B'chari the Mashma, he says not like the tlach. Ish lion.
Oh?
Even though the Gemara and Beitza seem to be mechal between Tilto and Mikla Kol Yisur and Sreifa, even though Klapi one wanted one and not the other, Tol Yisabezeh. Say, but here it's coming from this. It stems from this Rechilo. Kenzai, good. Kenzai, what?
Sit on
a mukta chair. It doesn't move. They wanted to take him off the sack. They had to take him off. Okay. Now, when you get to this Isra Chodosh that the Prima Gadol brings down, the Prima Gadol names on Kibshuta, he says it's Pashir. That's it, we're almost finishing up. No need to get anything. The Prima Gadol says that Chodosh is, according to everybody, Chodosh is considered a Davashish Matir. Why? Because even though next year there's going to be a new Isra Chodosh, it's not going to matter that which had the Isra this year. It's not going to answer that which already became mutter. The problem is that the Bach brought down Rabbeinu Yontif, Pichadish brings down the beginning, and he's Metayin it also, Prima Gadol is Metayin also, we saw, in Gimel, Mishpatayis. Rabbeinu Yontif says that Chodesh is considered Dovashish Matirim. It has to be not from a Furish, a Yushalmi, it says not that way. That Chodesh is considered Dovashish Matirim, not like this Rabbeinu Yontif that says that it's not considered Dovashish Matirim. Why? Because it's Chodesh Vanessa. What's the Pshat? I don't have a good shot. The crazy place he, the Katan Aleph, tries to be, has a concert secretary to be Masber. But, where's the Negev? Somebody told me that there's a big Shiloh, that when they want to bring in grain, wheat, from Chutzlaretz, that there shouldn't be a problem of, they don't have an Eretz Yisrael. They want to bring from Chutzlaretz, they bring it in from a boat. They import huge boatful of wheat from Chutzlaretz. That's Yashin. The problem is that this boat is not just used for Badat Eda Haredi's Yerushalayim. It's also used for the Chinese and for the Singapore and for whatever, whenever they bring their wheat. Now, so they took out their wheat, and you want to put in your wheat. Now, if they did not take out every single solitary granule piece of wheat, every single kernel of wheat, then you have a problem of Davashish Matirim. Because Chodesh is considered Davashish Matirim, and you put in your 5,000 tons of wheat afterwards, and you have one kernel of wheat, which is, and there's no way that they got every single thing out. They didn't sit there vacuuming out every single solitary last kernel. There's got to be one piece of her pashas is one. So so yesh lying was there. First of all, we have Rabbeinu Yomtov. The hell is not considered the Mishnah Matirim. But aside from that, we have, first of all, it's Beth Masafik. You don't know for sure. So, there's even though it's Mistavar Lachur that didn't get everything out, but You don't know for sure, even if they didn't get everything out, you don't know for sure that what they had inside beforehand was chadash. Maybe it was yashin. The same way you're getting yashin, maybe they got yashin. Hey, right, they're not makbid on it, but you have no idea what they got. Could be that what they got is yashin also. So it's a suffix, and it's a sarvin of tarivis. We saw that the taz at the beginning of the simon says that if it goes into a second tarivis, then in the chanami it's not going to be a problem. So they take it out and they mix it together with another, with more wheat in some silo, then you're ready in your second tarivis and it's going to be butter. And we saw the Piskei Tshuva brought down in Sif Katan Aleph, in Reis Aleph. Stuff left over. No, if this one is a suffix of a Darvish Shmatir that went into here. Oh, from the last one.
Yeah, from 10 times ago. 15 different tariffs is
going to be. Yeah, most of it is taken out. You gotta figure.
Why is it not something you mentioned before?
Of whether or not you could find out what
the question is. So find out what was before.
The question is if you're able to move out such a thing in Echanami. But it's also, we have there was a shayla in Pesachei Tshuva of, do we say kol deparish mu beparish by Adav Shish Matir? You're right, Adav Shish Matir and a filibal for a bottle. But here we have 5,000 tons of wheat and one kernel, which is a chadash. All the stuff that came out of there, everything that went to the store, it's kol deparish mu beparish, came from the stuff which is Yashin. Maybe by the time that it got to you, lechur it's going to be kolkam that we say called the parish move parish. By the time it got to you, it was already parish zikr from the roif. It's machloek is in the pesach shuv over here. Right? Va'ayin b'sef atzlach al beitza sheherich lahaviraya darmina medavish shmatirin called the parish v'chein yir das achavet yor. It seems like that's the way that the pesach shuv is going. Maybe post facto it's for sure it's good lechur. It was parish min arayv zikr. There's no problem. No, you let us off.
We know it was there in the shipping.
If you didn't see it come out, it was no less suffering for Tarivis. Is that considered no less suffering for Tarivis?
It's
Kabua.
It's
Kabua,
right? It's the only Shash and Suffolk I have.
The Shal is who put it together. You put it together, the guy put it together, and we're the one. Right. Here, according to this, Ishlayim. The Shabbat is also, can you tell me about this? That supposedly they say, there's a big shadow, right? What happens on Pesach? A guy standing in Los Angeles takes his Lachmaniyah and he sticks and throws it into the Pacific Ocean. Now, I'm fishing here by the Mediterranean during Chol Moed Pesach, and I want to have my fish. The problem is it has a little bit of water on it that came from the Mediterranean. And what happened? The guy in Los Angeles threw his challah in, kavash kemavosh after 24 hours. Chomet for Pesach is afilu b'mashu. The middle of the Pacific is connected to the Atlantic. The Atlantic is connected to the Mediterranean. Chomet for Pesach afilu b'mashu. Right? So hence, that's why people have these big black containers on top of their roofs for Pesach, and they fill up and they don't have any water. Okay, they don't go that way. The question is, if it's a reservoir and somebody does it, so one of the two of them is, afilu b'mashu atashir. Even a mashu has a shear, right? You can't, obviously, one grain of, in billions and billions of gallons and tens of thousands of miles worth of water, it's not shayach that we're going to ask. The question is, where do you draw the line? You have one kernel of chadash in 5,000 tons of wheat. That's what we're also machmir for in such a case. Yesh la'ayin about what would be in such a case. Okay. The last case that the Ramah talks about is if it's Zavar Shish Matirim for one person and it's not a Zavar Shish Matirim for the next person. Kagayna Mavashu B'Sham, it's Lamikri Zavar Shish Matirim. What does it mean it's Lamikri Zavar Shish Matirim? Says the Magan Avram, the Chavzaz quotes it, says the Magan Avram, the Pesach Tshuva, says the Magan Avram, it's obviously talking about that when it's Nisarev on Matir Shabbos. That was already Matir for everybody else. Because if it was Nisarev on Shabbos, in the same way that it's going to be a Zavar Shish Matirim for everybody else, it's also going to be a davar shish matirim for the guy that's mevashel b'shabbos for mezin. We're not mechalek. Once it's chalad din davar shish matirim, it's chalad davar shish matirim for him also. Says the chavas das, no way. He's talking about the sarvan shabbos. For the person that it's asr la'olam, it's not a davar shish matirim. For everybody else that's going to be mutter matir shabbos, it is a davar shish matirim. For him it's mutter, for him it's asr. Now the bitzli truth is mitzayin v'ayin oy chnam sefer, who says exactly vaker from Magen Avraham. We almost have all three sides of the two sided spectrum in the middle. We have the Magen Avraham that says that since it's also for everybody else, it's also for the guy who it's also la'olam. The Chavos Das in the middle says no, Sementach. For the guy that's going to be also Lulims, not a Dabashish Matirim. For everybody else, it is Dabashish Matirim. So it's not very fucker. He says, Mavacho B'Shabbos, why is it also for everybody else on the Shabbos? It's also the Knat that the guy that's Mavacho B'Mezin. Because he's Mavacho B'Mezin, why is it for him? Why does everybody else also to the Shabbos? It's only up to him what he did. So you're going to tell me that the guy that was Mavacho B'Shabbos, that is the cause of the entire Isser, for him it's going to be Mutter when it's Nazar B'Tarevis. And for everybody else, which is didn't do anything wrong, the only Usher Mach Masai, it's going to be considered Dabashish Matirim, it's not going to be Batal. Yitziva Ba'arim Yibir Mishvishmai Shiloh Yiyah Tafel Chomer Min Ha'ikr, says the Chassam Sefer Memela, since it's not considered a Dabashish Matirim for him, it's also not considered a Dabashish Matirim. That's the Chor, the Pashtus Lashon of the Ramah. Loi Mikri Dabashish Matirim Mavashon, now it's not considered a Dabashish Matirim, B'chol, not for him with Mavashon, not for everybody else. How do we pass on that Lachon? The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches, he brings down the Magen Avraham. The Einin is Batal, but also Loi B'Shabbos Lehonis Mizeh. The key to the Shabbos is Mutal Achir, Mikri Dorish is Matir, they know Batal Atilu Balas. I, Mashkas, we are there, so I see Mikro Beis, Zipuch said, it's not a Dorish is Matir, Nisbek HaMogan HaVam Liyash, where it's talking about it was Nisar Matzah Shabbos. But I am Chavazaz, says the Mishnah Baruch Hashem, Shechredek Alok. Look at the Chavazaz, that is Chavazaz on him. And he says that there's a Chavazaz between the person that is Mavashal and not. L'chur the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah, he doesn't quote the Chassam Sefer Bechlal. L'chur the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that he's going to Chavazaz. He brings out Magen Avraham. He says he's Nidchak to be Mefarish. And he says, I am Chavazaz, that's hissing alone. L'chur the Mashmoyis is the Pashim Mashmoyis of the Mishnah would be, like this Chavazaz, that for the guy that's Mavash B'Shabbos, for him it's also always, and therefore it's not a Dabashish Matir. For everybody else, it's Mavash B'Shabbos, it's a Dabashish Matir. What's the story with something which is also Mishnah Teku? So we saw the Kutz Gesa brings down the Isser Veheter, who's quoting the Or Zeruah, that says the Davar also Mishum Teku is not considered Davar Shish Matirim. Why? Because when Eliyahu Navi comes, it'll be in his bar in Mafreya, whether or not it was ever Asr. That's exactly the case of Beitza should all do a Suffolk Treifel. Beitza from a Suffolk Treifel. We consider that going to be Davar Shish Matirim, if not for the fact that it's not going to be Vadai Heter, there's not going to be a Vadai Heter, because you don't know if it's going to be a Treifel or not. Bet to me, who says it's considered Dabashish Matirim. At the end of the day, it's going to be Nizbar whether or not it was ever a Treifel. It's in Nizgal and Mafreya. If it was always a Treifel, then it was always Batal. If it was never a Treifel, then it was never Asr. Says in Kutz HaChetzef, according to the Ramah, that there's a Chilik. In the case of Lachur, this is the Pshat in the Ramah. In the case of the Beit HaShenolda, we have to have a Psaf up until 12 months. What's going to be until 12 months when we're going to find out whether that's a Treifel? I don't know. We have to give a Vadai Psaf. Hokama, we give a Vadai Psaf of Isser, like Shimon says, that when you have a Dabar which is Asr Misafik, it now gets a Vadai Isser. There's a Vadai Isser until 12 months. Mamela, you have to know that it's going to be Vadai Mutter afterwards. And Hokama, that you're not going to have a Vadai Heter afterwards, you don't know if it's going to be Treifel or not. It's not considered Dabar Shish Matir. Machain Kane, in the case of Eliyahu HaNavi, there we can never give a Vadei Psach of Isser. Why? Because how can I tell you what's going to be? I want Rokhan Yisus for Shabbos. It's going to be Mutter for Shabbos. I can't ask you. Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before Shabbos. If you want to eat it right now, I can tell you what to do for right now. But I can never give a Psach of whether or not it's going to be Isser. I can never say it's going to be Vadei Isser. Is it ever going to be a Vadei Isser? No. In 30 seconds it might change when Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Yochel Eliyahu Yovei Miyad, like he says. That's why we're not Cheshish Shem Yiskat LaMichel. Chakai V'chol Yom Sheyovei, you come today in 5 minutes, I'm here. Memela, since I never give it a Vadei Isser, then it doesn't have to have a Vadei Heter afterwards. And even though I don't know whether or not it's going to sure be Heter, but once at the end of the day, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and it's going to be Nizbar L'Mafreya, that it was never Isser, or that it was always Isser, Memela, that's not considered, as it's considered, a Dover Chayesh L'Matir. We are now, Be'ezer Hashem, starting Simen Kufhei. If there's meat and potatoes of Tarevis, this is it. This is the